Hey, happy Saturday night. Just getting done with one of my clients. We were going through some strategies coming up for the month, and I kind of wanted to go through. Yesterday I was going off and sharing with you about personal accountability, and I think I left you hanging. Want to give you some tools that will allow you to have better success. I can't give you the tools in terms of, like, you know, a toothbrush and everything else. But what I can suggest is, for instance, in the morning time, you know, I'll go into YouTube or Audible and listen to some motivational speech. Or, for instance, there's a really great graduation speech where it was like, I think the gentleman talks about, you know, his father and a three-year-old. And what I'll do is actually I can post some of these links to the YouTube motivational videos that I watched. And then if you don't already have a subscription, I would suggest getting it to Audible, which is Amazon's, like, books, audiobooks. It's fantastic. I think it's like 10, 15 bucks a month, and you get a couple credits, or you can buy reduced audiobooks on tape. And you can listen to it at 1.1 speed, or you know, 10% faster speed, or 20% faster speed. Like, I'll listen to it about 1.5, or which is 50% faster than normal speed. And it doesn't really sound like Mickey Mouse, but you can go through, for instance, a 10-hour book in 5 hours. That's huge. You know, you're able to cram in, you know, a book that would normally, I don't have the opportunity always of sitting down with a Kindle or a book in my hands because I'm on the road quite a bit. But for instance, like, I was going through a leadership book with Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson and Lyndon Johnson, believe it or not. They were talking about with leadership skills, Theodore Roosevelt, Delano Roosevelt, talking about their trials or tribulations, how they've overcome adversity. And it's amazing when you listen to these books that if you were sitting in front of a desk and reading or in your bed, you might fall asleep and, you know, never get through it. But an audiobook, you throw it in your car, especially I use my phone, and Audible has an app, and I crank up the speed to 1.6, sometimes 1.7, and I can get through a 10-hour book in maybe 4 or 5 hours. And it helps allow me better strategies on how to handle a situation. Look, you're not always going to be up. You're not always going to have your A game. And if you listen to some of the obstacles that other people have overcome, you know, some of the adversity that women have overcome, some of the adversity that of people that you would never think, you know, when I was coming in this evening to the dealership that I was just leaving, I was listening to about how, you know, Abraham Lincoln was in a manic depression. He was deeply depressed, and what he did to overcome that. And he had a good friend of his that he would talk to, and he came to the resolve of understanding, you know, that he's got to put in work. And by taking activity, by taking action and working, he was able to see his way clear of the depression that he had. I mean, and these are the greatest minds of our time. And we don't think about them having to overcome obstacles. We only think about our own obstacles. And by going out and helping someone else, and that's what he was doing as well, you start finding resolve within yourself. And look, you know, when we wake up on a Monday morning, I don't want you cringing going into work. You know, I want you to really understand the gifts that we have right in front of us to allow us to have the opportunity of selling vehicles. You know, it's not like we're out there worrying and wondering where our next meal's coming from. You know, you have one of the best opportunities and one of the best positions in the world. You know, you get to go to work and allow people to go to work in style or whatever it might be. You know, it's just a cool experience. I love the automobile industry. You know, for me, as a consultant working with all these different dealerships, it's so awesome. I don't always, you know, I'm not always a big pump up, rah-rah type of guy. I'm sharing with you some strategies you know, if you go into YouTube and listen to some of those motivational speeches of individuals, you know, I had seen something on Facebook where they had a quadriplegic, quadriplegic, meaning they had all their limbs, both their arms and both their legs were taken out in a landmine in Afghanistan. And listening to this gentleman speak was amazing, honestly, quite amazing. You know, here he was, he's 32, and he had spent 6 years in this state, and he was 26 when the accident happened. And, you know, he talked about how dark his hours were when he first found out that he was going to not have any arms or legs. But, you know, he persevered. He had someone came in and told him that he was going to be all right. It was another paraplegic, but not a quad. It was a person that didn't, I don't remember the whole story, but it got him thinking that he wanted to be able to feed himself. He wanted to be able to, you know, take care of his, you know, bodily functions himself. He wanted to do all that he was doing before when he had, you know, his arms and legs, he wanted to do on his own. And it motivated him to get out and start moving. And the common theme that I've ever seen in terms of, you know, when people go into these dark periods or are not understanding, you know, how to get motivated, is they start moving. They start doing something for someone else. And when we look at it, and you know, I know I'm about car sales and I'm about helping dealerships, but I'm also trying to focus your attention that if you are having a bad month, if you're not exactly where you need to go or where you need to be, you know, some of the strategies are, you know, help out someone else, help out another car salesperson, help out, you know, someone in your neighborhood, help out, volunteer your time. And, you know, what I was talking about with the quadriplegic here is that he got up and started visiting other people in the hospital, the VA hospital outside of Bethesda, Maryland. And now he's going around giving these motivational speeches, makes a lot of money. And, you know, he talks about how he told his wife to leave him and, you know, just take the house and everything and just don't look back. And, you know, he delivered it with humor and with grace. And it's just fantastic, the resolve that human beings have, because his wife wasn't going to leave him. You know, they have a daughter now, and he's so happy, so incredibly has a feeling of being blessed. I mean, how amazing is that? Here is a man that gave everything for our country, and he still has the sense of humor and love and respect for his fellow man. I mean, that to me is awesome. Like that, you know, we get to wake up every day, and those items that we were given for free are sense of smell, all five senses, you know, our arms and legs and everything else. And, you know, we always concentrate on what we don't have instead of concentrating on what we do have. And if you focus your attention on what you do have, because every morning, every day, you have the opportunity to get better at your craft. You have the opportunity to get better at what you're doing. You know, if you're not hitting your numbers, instead of just wallowing there saying, why am I not hitting my numbers? You're going to get those answers. You know, you got to ask better questions of yourself. How can I get my numbers? How can I get to 10 cars a month? How can I get to 20 cars a month? And there are blueprints out there that you can follow that will allow you to have that success. You know, there's books out there. I think that Joe Girardi, the car salesman, world record holder, has a book out. There's other people that have great books out there that if you're too cheap and you don't want to buy a book, if you go on Amazon, you can read a lot of the books that you can preview right there in Amazon. And a lot of them have multiple chapters that you can preview for free before you have to actually buy it. And you can either buy the book, the physical book, or buy it and download it immediately to your Kindle. I do both. I like them. And then if there's an audio version, I'll get the audio version. That's just me. And then at nighttime before I go to bed, I'll read some, or usually at nighttime before I go to bed, I'll read from my Kindle. I have like a Paperwhite, which allows my wife to sleep because the light isn't on, and the Paperwhite Kindle allows me to see what I'm reading, and it helps let me sleep And I get a lot of information because when you read something right before bed, it tends to retain itself. And then during the daytime when I'm driving in between clients, I'll have my audiobooks. Or, you know, if you guys remember in some of my earlier podcasts, you know, I'm learning Spanish, and I have been. I've been taking lessons every single day. So, you know, mi clase, mi estudia español todos los días en español. You know, that just says, you know, I'm studying Spanish every single day. You know, it's, and you can do the same thing. You know, there's, like I mentioned to you, places that are marketplaces for people that teach or learn different languages, and you don't have to do Spanish. I would recommend it because in the United States, there's so many people that speak the language of Spanish that actually don't know English, and you can tap into that marketplace. A lot of the dealerships now have hired Hispanic or Spanish-speaking salespeople based off of my recommendation, and they're selling an extra, you know, 7, 8, 10 cars a month by doing that, by going in and selling to the Hispanic community because no one's catering to them. And for $4, $5, $6, $7 an hour, you could develop that skill set within a year or two or three. You could have that because guess what? If you don't do anything now, the year two, three, or four, or whatever is going to be here regardless. So why not just take, you know, if you can't afford, you know, $4 or $5 for your education, then you can go on YouTube and watch a couple videos on learning how to learn Spanish. Like there's mastersofmemory.com, which is a great website with a full category of knowledge that will take you from A through Z of understanding Spanish, and it's free, completely free. Masters of Memory or Accelerated Spanish, both of them are by the same author, you know, Tim something, I can't remember his last name, but you can go in there and take his entire course for free. Fantastic. And the same thing with YouTube, there's so many channels that you can watch and listen to. You know, if you don't know finance, there's a lot smarter people than myself that go through and teach you how to work a deal by financing it, by asking questions to put them into a better position to get the vehicle that is of interest to them. Sometimes, you know, you don't know the right questions to ask, and there's so many people, especially in today, 2019, that have these different podcasts and different shows. And I had mentioned to you, I think it was yesterday, that millionaire car podcast that was pretty decent, and the 10-minute car sales guy podcast, both of them on Apple Podcasts, which, you know, up until a few days ago, I didn't even realize that Apple had such a nice platform for podcasts. That's awesome that you can use that to your advantage whenever you're going in and out of work, you know, going into work in the morning and out of work in the evening time. Instead of listening to the radio, why not tune into a podcast? Why not tune into, you know, a YouTube channel about how to sell vehicles? Why not look at different vehicles themselves, the makes and models, and understand all the different advantages and disadvantages to those specific vehicles? You know, there's ways to craft your skill that will allow you to better prepare so that when someone asks you a question, you're not left going, well, I'll get somebody to answer that, which is not a bad answer. I think you can do better. And I think you can do better. So look, I'm going a little bit long here today. I'll want to share with you some more strategies coming up. You know, it's Saturday night. I'm on my way back. It's late in the evening, but I wanted to get this to you because it's still fresh in my mind. You know, yesterday I was just going through about personal accountability, and I just wanted to kind of add to the idea that you can have these different skills or tools available to you now more than ever, that you should never not hit, you know, 10 cars a month, you know, 15 cars a month. You may not do that your first month. If this is your first month in the car business, you know, are you sending out letters? How are you following up with your customers? Do you send them a personal thank you card? Do you hand write a card and say thank you for working with me, and then follow up with them a few weeks later and maybe ask for some referrals. Ask for some referrals right there. What about if you had, and this is a great technique I use a lot with the dealerships, is the Polaroid camera. There's a digital Polaroid camera. So you can take a picture of somebody and give that person the actual, you know, like the old Polaroid, like the picture comes right out of the machine right there, and you can give it to them and they're going to love it because it's them with their brand new vehicle, male, female. Who doesn't like a picture taken at the moment that they just had their car purchase? And you get the digital imprint of that that you can upload on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or whatever, your website. That's a win-win for both parties. I think it's like $150 on Amazon. It's something dirt cheap. Now, the film's a little expensive. I think the film's maybe a buck a picture, maybe 80 cents a picture, something like that. But it'll pay huge dividends. And if you really want to kind of get sexy with it, you can buy templates that you can put the pictures in, and you can base that template around your dealership. So ABC Dealership at abcdealership.com, and a phone number and everything else. So then you can put the picture inside of that little, we'll call it a paper frame or picture frame, and hand it to the person. So they'll be able to use that. That's awesome. And then you can use the digital vision or version of that picture for whatever means that you need. And yeah, you'll need to get a media release form signed. You know, I don't know what the rules are in your state or country, but you know, I always do anyway, and they're never really going to say no because they're already excited. If they do, no problem. You know, you just respect their wishes, but they definitely want that picture, and you can give them an immediate gratification right there and then. So hopefully you're finding some value with this stuff, guys, because at the end of the day, my objective is to allow, you know, you to sell more vehicles, to have your dealership be better positioned, so that when there are times when you're not at your top of your game, you just follow a system, and that system will allow you to still continue to sell vehicles month in and month out. And one of those strategies that I keep continually mentioning is by posting like Facebook Live or posting Facebook videos, because that's where our customer base is right now. That is where our people are. And will it be that way forever? I don't know. I have no idea. But I do this. It's working right now. So if you haven't already created a Facebook profile for your business, do so. Haven't already created your first Facebook ad, do so. And if you haven't already stated or created a YouTube channel, my suggestion would be to do that as well as Instagram. So hopefully you guys found some value with this. I'm going a little bit long, but I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks. Take care.